Got to wait for that white hat to give a signal. Usually the official will stand in front of the tee, but he's got to get out of the way. So he took off, and I think Mishawaka thought at that point the ball was ready for play.
Ryan
had the whistle.
Ryan Watt with the ball on the tee. And Watt to kick off, and he will squib it. And it will be picked up in the middle of the field, and falling on it is Jesse Harper, their starting running back.
Harper was back deep, Sean, and then when they saw the squib kick during the little timeout, they switched, and Harper came up, but still didn't feel it clean enough that he
prepared for, because the only time Mishawaka kicked deep last week was the 88-yard kickoff return for a touchdown by Portage. They squibbed the rest of the time. And here comes the inside, actually a play fake, and the pass is going to go downfield. It's going to be caught and up to the 38-yard line for Valpo goes John Hruska.
9-yard pickup, rolled to the left, had the tight end drag, and threw underneath. Good throw, good catch. There was pressure from Mishawaka on the outside, but got the ball off, and a 9-yard pickup.
Pickup of 9 makes it 2nd and 1 at the 38-yard line. Shotgun formation, Harper the running back back there with him. And at Sam Bernardi, one of the receivers, this time the handoff goes to Harper, a little stutter step. He moves it across the 40 to the 41. A gain of 2 for the Vikings gives them a first down.
First down, Vikings.
Running out of the spread offense, they took a flanker. They kind of ran him in motion, reset him on the other side. They have another running back that is kind of offset. Valpo will give you an awful lot of formations.
First and 10, Vikings at their own 41. The handoff goes to Harper. He comes around to the right. Harper's going to get a couple of yards, but he's going to be tackled after getting it. And I believe it was Staten who got in there. It was Staten who got in there for the Mishawaka tackle. Noah Staten, who had 5 tackles last week, a pair of them solo, the only returning starter from the Mishawaka defense. It's a pickup of 2 to make it 2nd down and 8 for the Vikings at their own 43-yard line. Shotgun formation again. LeFou is back there. 2 receivers right, 2 to the left. A man in out of the backfield. It is George. He kicks a swing pass to the left, gets past 1 tackler, and then brought down by a pair more at the 48-yard line.
A little throw to the back out of the backfield, kind of a check down, hit him out in the flat. Mishawaka did miss an initial tackle, but rallied to the ball well to keep it to a relatively short gain, 3rd and medium.
Derek Dawson picks up the Mishawaka tackle, and it is 3rd down and 3 Vikings at their own 48. 9:42 on the clock here in the first quarter. We're just underway in Valparaiso. Again, it's a shotgun on a low snap, but a play fake under pressure, rolling out, throwing right, and the pass is going to be caught. Jesse Harper catches it up at the Caveman 40-yard line for a Valpo first down.
Under duress, got the ball off and threw it in the zone past the outside linebacker who had underneath coverage and in front of the corner who was deep. Nice throw, nice catch. Under pressure.
1st and 10 at Vikings. Again, the shotgun. Harper comes in motion. Play fake to him. Hand up to George. George gets to the line of scrimmage, but that's all he will get. No gain as Staten, the linebacker, comes in and wraps him up at the 40-yard line. They might give him a half a yard out of that. They'll actually give him pretty good forward progress,
yeah.
I think, all the way
generous.
Up to the 39. Yeah
generous. Yeah.
So it's going to be 2nd and 9. They give him a yard. It looked like he barely got back to the line of scrimmage. Again, it'll be George in the backfield along with LeFou, the quarterback, who passed for a touchdown and ran for another, threw for 146 yards in the win over Penn last week. Valpo driving at the Caveman 39 in the opening possession. Handoff and across the 40 to the 35, and then spinning down, Jamie Lethbridge. They bring these guys from all over the place. They lift them as, list them as receivers and running backs, but they'll line up just about anywhere.
You're exactly right. They are skilled athletes. They can run. They can catch. And I wouldn't be surprised if some of them even threw tonight. But but they'll line up as a running back, and that's where Greg Smith, the Mishawaka defensive coordinator, struggles, because they can run multiple sets with the same people.
Valpo still driving. It is third down and four at the Caveman 34-yard line. Motion, and this time it's Harper on the handoff, straight up the middle. Gets maybe a yard. That's going to be about it before he is brought down in the middle of the pile by Thomas Frayling, the outside linebacker. So it's going to bring up a fourth down. And we'll see what Valpo is going to do. It's going to be fourth down and... Oh.
Well, we've got a flag, and they're going to call this... They're going to call this illegal shift. So...
Yeah. Legal formation, yeah. And Mishawaka smartly declines, because now it's going to be fourth down and three coming up at the Mishawaka 33. Valpo lines up to go for it. LeFou, the quarterback, in the shotgun. Takes a low snap, and again a whistle at the snap of the football. And what do we have now?
Timeout, Valpo. Oh, Mishawaka called a timeout. They're first.
So Mishawaka takes time, and will take one as well. 7:53 to play in the opening quarter. Fourth and four coming up for Valparaiso. This is Mishawaka football on 96.1 FM WSBT.
Now a timeout, Valpo.
Yeah, coming out of the Mishawaka timeout, Valpo goes to the line, and they call time. It's fourth and four for the Vikings. Scott Bovenkirk, I'm Sean Stiers. As Mishawaka and Valpo, a pair of 1-0 teams going at it. Valpo moving. Mishawaka playing solid defense so far, but the big play was that pass play earlier that got Valpo into Mishawaka territory. But it's fourth and four in the first big test for the Caveman defense tonight, Coach.
Eighth play of the drive. It started at the Valpo 29. They're at the Mishawaka 33. Mishawaka really would love to start this game with a stop. This is a huge play for the Mishawaka defense.
LeFou, the quarterback, in the shotgun. A wing to his left. Receivers on each side. One receiver on each side. And tight ends on both sides as well. LeFou takes the snap. Slings it out to the right and to the sideline. It's caught by Jesse Harper. And it's going to be a first down at the Caveman 28-yard line.
Little pitch and catch. It's very, very tough. Quarterback takes the ball, sets his feet, and throws a little quick out and against a soft coverage, almost impossible to defend. Good throw, good catch. Valparaiso moves the chains.
Two receivers on either side. Play fake, and LeFou is going to take it himself. He crosses the line of scrimmage and gets driven out of bounds around the 25-yard line. Let's see where they give him forward progress. Noah Staten over there, and Derek Dawson as well for the Cavemen to drive the quarterback out of bounds on the keeper. It's a pickup of 4 yards, though, for Valpo. So Valpo continues to drive. They're at the 24-yard line, where it is second down and six. Play fake, and the handoff goes up the middle, and this time a stuff in the backfield and a pile. A gang of Mishawaka tacklers greet the ball carrier, Jesse Harper, for a loss.
Yeah, nice play. Valpo wanted to fake the jet sweep and then give the ball to the back on a little counter. That was a big play here in the series. Picked up 5 yards for him. This time, lost a couple.
Yet they lose two, and it's going to be third down and eight from the 26. LeFou, the quarterback, looking to his left all the way. Now he'll keep it himself. He rolls right, a pump fake, looking to the end zone. And finally, he's knocked out of bounds on the sideline.
Great job of if it was zone coverage, they matched up well, but it almost looked like man coverage. Valpo's receivers did not recognize it, Sean, and didn't move, wasn't trying to run away and get open, and allowed the pressure to get to the quarterback.
Cruz Ward, one of the defensive ends, comes over to make the stop, and Valpo is going to line up to try a field goal. This is going to be, let's see, the line of scrimmage is the 29, and they spot the ball on the 36. The kick is sidewinding, and it misses. No good. So the Mishawaka defense holds at the right time after Valparaiso drove into caveman territory. The Mishawaka caveman defense stiffens, and the field goal of 46 yards misses for Valparaiso, and the cavemen will have the ball for the first time. They'll start off at their own 20.
11 play drive that ends in no points. That couldn't work out any better. They could have had a three and out.
Right.
But the idea that Mishawaka's defense rose to the occasion is huge right now.
Shively under center. Sam Shively for 118 yards last week. Chris Harness in the backfield. He eclipsed 200 yards. The fullback fakes it, does Shively, and he keeps it himself as he moves around the left side and he dives forward for about 3 yards on first down. Give him the 23-yard line. A pickup of three makes it second and seven for the cavemen. The receivers out there, Bradley Taylor to the left, Donovan Snyder out to the right, Kallenbeck and Evans on the wings, and Harness this time, the fullback, takes the handoff from Shively. Looked like maybe Shively wanted to pull that back, but Harness took it. He dives up to the 25-yard line in any case.
Well, Sean, Valpo's doing a nice job right now of taking away the fullback and attacking that mesh point, making it a very, very difficult read for the quarterback. He's trying to take the ball out of the fullback's belly, but it's in his lap.
Motion and a play fake, a rollout to the right by Shively. He throws downfield, and it's going to be incomplete. Shively was hit as he threw by Reese Staples, the senior defensive end. So Shively trying to throw on third and long, overthrows his intended target, and Mishawaka goes three and out on its opening possession.
And not exactly what the cavemen wanted. They wanted to pick up some first downs, give their defense a little chance to rest. But they're going to have to come back out, get a good punt, cover it, and then play defense again in this first quarter.
Leftridge and Curry are back deep as Kallenbeck lines up to punt. He had just one punt last week. This one better than last week's punt, and it goes over both men's head, and it keeps on bouncing down to the 15, still bouncing inside the 10. It's going to roll all the way down around the 7-yard line. So a fortuitous bounce, and Kallenbeck had the short punt last week, and the two return men were only lined up around their own 45-yard line or so. The ball sailed over their head, and it bounces down inside the 10.
I got that as about a 68-yard punt. That's got to help his average a little bit.
I think you're right. That average is going to look a lot better.
Yeah.
It is. Let's see where they finally spot it. 5:36 to play in the opening quarter. And it looks like it is. First and 10 from the 7 for Valparaiso. LeFue line down again. He will send Evans, his big tight end, in sidestep motion. Jesse Harper, the tailback, takes it. Harper is going to cross the 10-yard line up around the 11 before being spun down. Noah Staten is in there to make the tackle for the cavemen. Derek Dawson as well.
Just ran a little zone play out of the spread formation. The quarterback puts it in the belly of the running back, rides him, and then reads the backside defensive end, whether it's a give or keep.
No score in the opening quarter. Valpo with a football for the second time. Motion by Harper. He'll take the jet sweep to the left. Blocker. Harper up across the 20-yard line for a Valpo first down.
The jet's tough because they will double your outside linebacker. That means that you have to have either force from the corner or an inside linebacker has to chase that down.
It's a pickup of 8 yards for Jesse Harper. Shotgun formation and Curry in the backfield. Play fake to him. Roll out by LeFue. He passes to the big tight end. Evans makes the catch. And then up comes Matthew Atkinson, the transfer this year from Tennessee, making the tackle for Mishawaka. Up at the 26-yard line, a gain of six. It'll be second down and four. Valpo, 4 minutes and 18 seconds to play in the first quarter. Neither team has scored to this point. Valpo missed a field goal on its opening drive. Mishawaka went three and out the first time it had the ball. Shotgun formation and two halfbacks set to the quarterback's left. A pass goes underneath and it's going to be caught in a little jitterbug move to the 30, up to the 35 and driven out of bounds at the 37-yard line is Jamie Leftridge on just a little swing pass out there to the flat. C.J. Fisher ended up making the tackle, but it's another Valpo first down.
Yeah, I think a pickup of about 9 yards on really a little inside wide receiver screen. Three missed tackles by Mishawaka, and right now Valpo is 6 for 6 in the passing game.
LeFou on the rollout to the right. He will throw it out of bounds. He was looking for his tight end, Evans, who was just posted down there underneath. The end stops the clock at 3:54 to play in the first quarter.
And I think that's their first incompletion. They did take a sack earlier in the first drive, but I believe that's their first incompletion.
Second down and 10, Valparaiso at its own 35-yard line. The Vikings beat Penn last week, 12-7. Fake handoff to one back, and the other back, Curry, takes it. Curry, as he gets close to the line of scrimmage, is stopped as Noah Staton gets in there again.
Nice play by Staton. He's the only guy that could have made that play. They had it walled off well and took him down with an arm.
Pickup of two makes it 3rd and 8, Valparaiso, from its own 37-yard line. LeFou, the quarterback, in the backfield. Curry, the running back, back there with him. Evans, the tight end, lined up at a wing, and receivers on either side as well. 3rd and 8, LeFou takes a low snap. He will pass a spiral wide of Leftridge to his left. It's another incompletion. It'll be 4th and 8, and Valpo will... unit.
Two-receiver route. They just ran both receivers down the field about 10 yards, and it turned to the outside. Good coverage by Mishawaka, and another nice stop by the Mishawaka defense.
Donovan Parker is one of the deep men for Mishawaka, or Davon Parker. And it's going to be Donovan Snyder to take it at his own 27-yard line. He gets it up to the 35 where he's tackled. So Mishawaka will have the football for the second time. They will start at their own 35-yard line. They went 3 and out the first time, and we'll see what kind of adjustment they make now. No score here in the first quarter. 3:03 to play.
8-play drive that ended in a punt. So Valpo has run 19 snaps in the first quarter. This will be his fourth.
Harness is the fullback. Shively under center. Kallenbach went in motion. Donovan Snyder and Bradley Taylor are the two receivers out to the left. The handoff goes to Harness. Harness, not much. He'll get yards of progress. They get him, but Valpo jamming up that gap once again.
They will never stop running the triple option. They will never stop running midline or inside veer, and sooner or later, somebody's going to miss an assignment, get a little lazy.
Mishawaka and Valparaiso scoreless. Second down and 9 coming up for the Cavemen from their own 36 after a gain of 1 by Harness. Shively under center. Two receivers left. Evans goes in motion, and Shively stood up at the line of scrimmage, and it looked like as he faked that dive, Valparaiso trying to rip that football away from him. They push him toward the backfield. I think they give him progress, though, at the line of scrimmage.
Valparaiso, right now, Mishawaka is veer blocking that. They are not blocking the defensive tackle, and that defensive tackle is sprinting to the fullback and meeting him, and it is throwing off the timing of the mesh point. Shively can't take the ball back out and run down the line of scrimmage.
Receiver on either side, 3rd and 9 from the 36. Straight back drop by Shively. Batted up in the air. It's going to be incomplete, and they're fortunate that nobody managed to pick that ball out of the air. 6'2" Joey McIntyre batted it down. It's going to be 4th and 9 for the Cavemen.
Well, Mishawaka does not like to be in fourth. They don't spend a whole lot of time on their drop-back passing game, and it's not where they want to be. So they're going to have to get some things with the maybe with a second back through, maybe with a counter to try and get some yardage on their next possession.
Callenbeck to punt, takes the snap up in the air as it sails toward Jesse Harper. He takes it at his own 28-yard line. Harper starts to his left, cuts back inside, and now across the 40, up to the 42-yard line, as Jesse Harper with a better return for Valpo that time. Remember the last punt by Collenbeck bounced down inside the 10 all the way to the 7-yard line, but Valpo will have much better starting position this time at its own 36.
38-yard punt. And...
excuse me, I was going to say, actually at the 43-yard line. I was still looking at the old marker up there on the scoreboard. Shotgun formation. LaFue is back there for Valpo. Man in motion is Curry. LaFue will keep it himself. He runs to the right. Not a lot of speed by that tall quarterback, LaFue. And he's going to be tackled at the line of scrimmage as Staten gets over there once again.
Yeah, I don't know if that was exactly what they wanted to run or if that's a busted play. I can't tell you. He lost three on the play. He doesn't look like the kind of quarterback that is that you're going to run a lot with.
That's one way of putting it. Yeah. Because you're right. He tried to take that out, but he just didn't have the wheels. He's 6'2", 190 pounds. He's built pretty well. Takes the snap as he smacks his hands, swings it over to the flat to the left. Leftridge takes it. He'll get back up to the 45 and the 46-yard line on that pass play, but it's still, they might even give him a little bit more forward progress. Now they'll give him the 46, so a gain of 6, but it's still going to be 3rd down and 7 for Valpo, and we're under 30 seconds. First quarter.
He's 7 for 10 throwing, I think, so I'd much rather have him throwing than running if he was...
LaFue to Harper. Harper makes the catch, and he's into caveman territory across the 40 and all the way up to the Mishawaka 37-yard line.
That is a great throw. He had a defender in between the receiver and was able to feather it over the Mishawaka outside linebacker that had coverage and just dropped it right in there for about a 17. Is that right?
Yep, 17 is what I had. And that will be the end of the first quarter. So Valpo converts a crucial third down and long after a 17-yard pass play to the tailback. Jesse Harper moves the football to the Mishawaka 37-yard line. No score after one quarter of play. Let's take a timeout. This is the Midland Engineering Mishawaka football on Michiana Sports Leader, 96.1 FM, WSBT.
Stop was made by Derek Dawson along with Bryce McDonald.
Thank you, Matt Muscat-Bovenkirk. I'm Sean Stiers back live in Valparaiso. And Valpo on the first play of the second quarter gets stuffed in the backfield. Curry, the running back, was stopped for a loss of a yard. So it's going to be second down and 11, Valpo, at the Mishawaka 38-yard line. There's no score with the second quarter underway. Valpo back. LaFue from the shotgun. Another low snap. They've all been pretty much low, and LaFue trying to swing it over to the left flat, overshoots his target, Leftridge. The coverage over there by Bryce McDonald for Mishawaka.
Mishawaka has been able to get Valpo into a lot of third and longs. Last time, Valpo completed with a big pass, but we're back in another third and long. Back at the 39, 38-yard line, another big, big play for the Mishawaka defense.
LaFue takes the snap on third and 11. Fires it downfield. Harper gets behind the defense. Harper with the catch, and he'll get it all the way up to the 8-yard line. Harper with a pair of crucial third down conversions. He picked up 17 on the last third and long. This time he picks up 30 yards. It's going to be first and goal, Valpo.
And they're right back to the line of scrimmage. They want to hurry up before Mishawaka can get any kind of goal line package in.
Low snap down at his feet. The pitch goes out to Harper. Harper starts to the right, cuts back inside, dives for the goal line.
Now, the only signal that I saw was by the referee, but I didn't see the line judge make a signal.
No.
I saw some Valpo players signaling, but...
I thought they might have even...
I thought he was short myself, but...
So did they get... They did. They gave it to
they
him.
They gave him a touchdown.
Eight-yard
yeah.
touchdown. So an eight-yard touchdown run by Harper. And on to try the extra point. Valpo is Chase Neal. And he drills it through. So Harper with an eight-yard touchdown run. We never saw any arms go up, but it was an eight-yard touchdown run for Harper.
I saw the white hat signal touchdown. I was looking at the linesman, the line judges. I didn't see a signal. There is a little bit of a conference now, but they're not going to take the points off the board, I'm sure.
So we'll take a timeout with Valpo on top now, 7-0, 10:50 to play in the first half. This is Valparaiso this is Mishawaka football from Valparaiso, brought to you by Midland Engineering Company. And actually, we'll keep it right here because now they're out to kick it off. Man, I forgot where I was. I knew where I was.
I forgot who I was
for a second.
Yeah.
The kickoff man will be Donovan Snyder, as well as Isaiah Evans. So that's a little bit of a change up on the kick return unit for Mishawaka this week.
Mishawaka is historically good on kick returns. Let's see how they do on this one.
Lucas White for Valpo with the ball on the tee. 7-0 Valparaiso. White to kick it off, long and end over end. It is going to sail into the end zone. It'll be a touchback.
High school football, you can't run a ball out of the end zone. And automatically comes out to the 20-yard line.
So 7-0 Valparaiso. This will be Mishawaka's third possession of the first half. And they have not managed a first down so far on their first two possessions. They start the ball at their own 20-yard line. Harness is the fullback. Motion by Kallenbach. Kallenbach takes the pitch. Kallenbach to the left. He will get up to the 24-yard line. So that's one of the bigger gains they've had so far. They pick up four there on first down.
Faked the fullback. Quarterback went down the line, pitched the ball out to the halfback, and got a nice gain of about 4 yards.
Pick up a four makes it second and six, and they do mark it at the 24-yard line. Kallenbach is on the right. Evans is on the left. The two halfbacks for Mishawaka. And straight across the 25-yard line that time.
Quarterback faked to the fullback, kept it himself. Followed up for about 3 yards, maybe four. Mishawaka now running an unbalanced line with a tight end and a split end to the same side. Now, just when I say that, they come out balanced. But, nope, they're still unbalanced. And that forces the defense to play an extra gap. That's what's opening up these holes right now.
Third and two, Caveman at their own 28. And it was a dive to harness the fullback. And it looks like he crosses the 30. He does. He gets up to the 31. That'll be Mishawaka's first down of the night. And that is brought to you by Kevin Putz of Midwest Mortgage. That's the first time we've got to say that tonight. A Mishawaka first down at their own 31. Motion and the toss this time comes to the near side. Kallenbach gets hit hard as he gets back up as he crosses the 30, and he will fall forward to the 32, it looks like.
Still ran unbalanced into the boundary, ran the quick pitch or the toss to the wide side of the field, hoping to catch Valpo overplaying the unbalanced. They didn't. Valpo stayed home, held it to a one-yard gain, second and long.
Second down and nine, Caveman, trailing 7-0, 8:41 to play here in the first half. Mishawaka on the road for the first time this season, trailing the Valparaiso Vikings. Valpo knocked off Penn last week. Fake handoff. Shively keeps it himself. Rolls to the right. He'll pick up a yard, maybe a yard and a half, but he's gang tackled there by three different Vikings.
Good pursuit by the linebacking crew. I thought at the point of attack, Mishawaka had that blocked well, but out of nowhere, the linebackers scraped and fast flowed and kept that to about a two-yard gain.
Third and seven coming up for Mishawaka from its own 34-yard line. Cavemen have not fared well on third and long tonight. They faced it twice. Shively drops back, now rolls to his left, keeps it himself, and is going to be dropped deep in the backfield for a loss back to the 26-yard line.
Ran counter option back to the field. They were unbalanced into the boundary and ran counter option. I thought maybe the pitch was there, but it would have been risky. Shively held on to the ball, took the loss, punt, and played defense.
It's a loss of 8 yards for Mishawaka. Fourth and 13 from their own 28. Down 7-0, and Collin back into punt for the third time here in the first half. He sends a spiral deep to the 35, where Leftridge takes it. Leftridge across the 40 and up across the 46-yard line, where Valpo will take possession of the football. They'll get him the 47. So Valpo leading 7-0, 7:05 to play in the first half, and a big defensive situation now for the Cavemen, with the offense having trouble finding its footing.
Yeah, you're exactly right, and great starting position for Valpo.
Shotgun for LeFou. He'll hand it off to Curry. Curry up the middle will be greeted by a defender right away, but he dives forward up to the 50-yard line. That was Noah Staten in there again. Blake Brown was around the football as well, but Staten has been all over the place defensively tonight here in the first half.
Mishawaka's done a pretty good job against the run ever since that first drive, but Valpo has had their way throwing the football.
LeFou claps his hand, takes a snap. Jesse Harper, little stutter step over to the right, up to the 43-yard line of Mishawaka, shy of a first down. It's going to be third and short, though, and they will actually spot it at the 44.
Third one for the Vikings.
Third down and a yard coming up for Valpo. They already lead 7-0, 6:10 to play in the first half. Evans, the tight end, in motion out of the backfield. Harper takes the handoff. Harper to the right. Harper drops his shoulder down, manages to wiggle his way all the way up to the 36.
Another 8 or 9 yard pickup by Harper. They're running the outside zone right now. And right now, Valpo is dominating up front. Big holes at the point of attack.
First and 10, Vikings at the Mishawaka 36. Low snap to LeFou. All alone, Leftridge waits for it on the left side. Leftridge across the 25 to the 24-yard line.
Pickup of about 12 on the pass play. And another first down.
Well, you talked about it earlier. Mishawaka playing that zone. And the success for Valpo in the passing game has come when they found those holes in the zone.
Yeah, they're... Mishawaka is trying to get a little pressure. They're sending some inside linebackers, and that even leaves more space.
That snap is on the ground. Curry takes the handoff, though. Curry eludes three tacklers, gets inside the five, where he is finally stopped inside the five. It's going to be first and goal, though. He was hit back at the line of scrimmage. LeCloyce saved a touchdown as he drops him inside the five.
About a 22-yard run I won't say broken play, but an ill-timed play with the fumbled snap.
All of the snaps have been fairly low. A little toss out to the right to Curry. Touchdown, Valparaiso.
same play as Harper's touchdown run. After the first and goal, they quickly lined up with no huddle, got up to the line of scrimmage, and ran kind of a quick pitch both times, that time to Curry for a two-yard touchdown run.
So Eddie Curry into the end zone, and the extra point coming for Valparaiso, right the upright to make it 14-0 Vikings. Let's take a timeout, and then back with a kickoff. Mishawaka trailing Valparaiso 14-0, 5:13 to play in the first half. This is Mishawaka Caveman Football on WSBT. Mishawaka trailing Valparaiso 5:13 to play. First half and another touchback on the kickoff by Valpo. So Mishawaka will take the football at its own 20-yard line. The teams that stalemated their first couple of possessions of this game, but now all of a sudden Valpo has scored in back-to-back possessions, Scott Bovenkirk, and things getting a little more tougher here.
A little more sense of urgency, but we're not used to seeing Mishawaka being manhandled physically, and that's what we're seeing right now. And we're going to have to see how they respond. Good teams find a way to respond.
First and 10, Mishawaka at its own 20-yard line. Harness, the fullback, takes the handoff about a yard out of it. That's it before he is spun down by a Valparaiso defender.
Some people in the stands might say, why are they always going to the fullback? Well, they're trying different things. They'll run a midline where the fullback goes right up the center's rear end. Then they're going to run a little inside zone. That time it was a little bit more outside. It's still part of the triple option, but it's a different point of attack. So it may be the same look, but it's at a different spot with different blocking schemes.
Second and 9, 4:33 to play in the first half. Mishawaka down 14-0. Football at their own 21. Shively gives the handoff to Harness, and Harness bulls his way forward this time up to the 26-yard line.
That's a nice run of about 4 yards, but it still leaves them with third and 5.
Third down coming up. The nose of the football touching the 26, so it'll be third and 4. Snyder goes out to the left for the cavemen. Bradley Taylor out to the right. Collenbach goes in motion. Shively steps away from center and then steps back under center. And with 2 seconds on the play clock, Mishawaka will take a timeout. So we'll take one as well. 3:45 to play here in the first half. Valpo on top, 14-0. This is Caveman Football on WSBT. Third and 4, Mishawaka coming out of the timeout. Football at their own 26-yard line. Harness, the fullback, takes the dive up close to first down yardage. He crosses the 30, up around the 31. I think he has a first down, and he does. The first down for Mishawaka is brought to you by Kevin Putz of First Midwest Mortgage.
Nice run right off right guard. Picked up 5 yards in a first down. They will stick with the fullback.
Mishawaka trailing 14-0 with 3:23 to play here in the first quarter. Shively under center, the quarterback for the cavemen. Mishawaka dressed down in all white here on the road. Shively keeps it himself, goes to the right and dives to the 35-yard line. So three consecutive plays, they picked up fairly positive yards. 2 5-yard carries by Harness, and then Shively picks up 4.
Well, they're doing it with formations. A while ago, they were unbalanced. Now they're trying to run with 2 wide receivers, a little bit wider offensive line splits, which create automatic gaps, and they're doing a nice job. Let's hope they keep it up.
Second down now, and Shively fakes the dive, keeps it himself, goes left, gets a couple yards out of it to the 43.
Another nice job at the point of attack, but did not get to the second level. And Valpo's linebackers did a nice job of scraping
I said 43. That's the 39, actually. I was looking at the wrong yard marker there, but it is third down and two coming up at the 30. Well, they've got it as the 38 on the scoreboard. It's 39 on the field. Hand off to Harness, and he is stuffed. He didn't get back to the line of scrimmage as Valparaiso defensive line just blew that open. Harness is stuffed, and Collinback comes on to punt once again.
Yeah, they're going to give him a one-yard gain. That's generous.
Yeah.
But another good stop by Valpo just when Mishawaka had a little bit rolling, a couple of first downs and in the last two series, but they've got to string them together.
Collinback on to punt. Leftridge and Harper back to receive the punt for Valpo. A minute 23 to play. Here on the first half, Valpo on top 14-0, and Mishawaka is going to take its timeout.
The third and final in the first half.
Halftime interview coming up with Jamie Wright of the Mishawaka Educational Foundation. And let's throw it back real quick, and let's let Matt Embry in the studio kind of run you down on what a preview of what he's got coming up at halftime as far as scores go.
Well, Sean, an interesting situation. South Bend Riley has not been a team known for victories, but they could possibly be on the verge of one. We'll talk about that. Central, having won the Mangy Lion Trophy last week in a battle with Goshen. Washington trying to bounce back from a loss, as is Jim Talab, at six on that one. And then also, Penn, after a disappointing loss to Valpo, is having their hands full with Maryville. We'll update you on that one as well. Also scores, other scores from the NIC and the Northern Lakes Conference coming up in the Mishawaka Education Foundation Halftime Report.
Thank you very much, Matt Embry, back in our studio with Scout Bovenkirk. I'm Sean Stiers. Fourth down for Mishawaka. The Cavemen punt. Leftridge takes it at his own 29-yard line. Staten is down there right away and manages to keep him from getting any positive yards. Let's see where they mark it. They'll give him his progress at the 26-yard line, so he actually loses some ground on that punt, does Leftridge that time.
35-yard punt, and there was contact with the punter. There wasn't a whole lot of contact, but a couple of Valparaiso players did make contact with the punter. That could have been a costly mistake for Valparaiso, a good one for Mishawaka.
A minute 11 to go in the first half. 14-0 Valpo. Shotgun snap and the pass out to the left sideline is complete to Sam Bernardi for Valpo. The clock stops with a minute 5 to go. And it's a gain of 4 yards. Two receivers out to the right, two receivers to the left. Quarterback LeFou in the shotgun with Curry, the running back behind him. LeFou fires it over the middle, and he's lucky that wasn't intercepted that time. It goes incomplete.
It's
going to bring up fourth down. Or third down, rather. Excuse me. Thomas Frehling was there defensively for the Cavemen. Minute 3, and that incompletion, more importantly, stops the clock. If Mishawaka can come up with a stop here on 3rd and 6, could have another crack at it. LeFou from the shotgun claps his hand, takes the low snaps down around his shoestrings, under some pressure, gets rid of the tackler, fires it downfield. LeCloyce is there. LeCloyce gets his hand on it for Mishawaka. It falls incomplete with 55 seconds left in the first half. Valpo will punt, and on 4th and 6, the Mishawaka defense holds, and the offense will possess the ball at least one more time.
First 3 and out for the Mishawaka Cavemen defense. Couldn't have come at a better time after 2 touchdown drives by Valpo on the previous 2 series.
Donovan Snyder is back deep to receive the punt for the Cavemen. The punt is away. Snyder calling for a fair catch
at his own 37-yard line, and that's where Mishawaka takes the ball down by two touchdowns with 49.2 seconds left in the first half.
34-yard punt with no return.
Coming up at halftime, Jamie Wright with the Mishawaka Educational Foundation is the halftime guest with Mishawaka Athletic Director Dean Huppert. We'll have that. And Matthew Embry will also have all the scores from around the area as well here on WSBT. Mishawaka first and 10 at its own 36, down 14-0. 49 seconds to play in the first half. Toss goes to Evans, all alone, downfield, Donovan Snyder makes the catch, 25, 20, can he outrun him? Donovan Snyder still going, down to the 1 yard line.
Had the halfback pass, they came up with two wide receivers to that side. The inside wide receiver stays home and blocks. He's ineligible. The outside receiver went downfield and was wide open. The throw was slightly underthrown, but still, when a halfback is throwing the ball, that was a great throw, great catch, and Mishawaka's at the doorstep.
It's a 62-yard gain and a flag on first and goal at the one. This might be a procedure. It is a false start on the caveman.
That's a killer.
It was a 62-yard gain by Donovan Snyder, though. But now it's going to be first and goal at the six. And the clock is running. They're going to have to...
And they're out of timeouts.
And now I think we're going to have another procedure.
Well, I'm not so sure if it should be. I'd have to see the replay. The only person who moved was the center. They snapped the ball. It looked funny.
Yeah.
And sometimes when it looks funny, it is.
Now it's at the 11. The clock is running. This time, Shively spikes the football. That was first and goal from the 11, so we had back-to-back after Snyder got it all the way down to the 1 yard line, and Michael Scarsella saved the touchdown for Valparaiso. We had back-to-back procedure calls. Shively finally got away from center and clocked the football, but now it's second down and goal from the 11-yard line. 18.2 seconds to play in the first half. They go from the 1 back to the 11. We're now at second and goal. The toss play to Evans again. Now they're going to pass it back, and it's going to be caught by the quarterback, Shively, across the goal line. Touchdown, Mishawaka!
So the halfback pass gets them down there, and then the halfback throwback to the quarterback from the 11-yard line gets them in the end zone.
And it's going to be Isaiah Evans with all the passing yards in the first half for the Cavemen. Evans is the one who threw it down to Donovan Snyder. And then he hits the quarterback, Sam Shively, after taking the toss. He rolled out to the right. Shively rolled back to the left. And on the throwback, Shively catches the touchdown pass from Isaiah Evans. The extra point is good. It's 14-7 with 10.8 seconds to play in the first half.
And, Sean, we were just talking about how Mishawaka was being dominated, how Valpo had taken control of the game, and two halfback passes after a three. Let's not forget that a great job by the Mishawaka defense got them time, got the ball back with time on the clock, and was able to throw the halfback pass to get them down there, and then after two penalties, still was able to throw the halfback pass back to the quarterback, and Shively still had to struggle to get into the end zone.
Well, you know what? That's some good creativity from an offense that really struggled the whole first half. They only had a couple of first downs, and as you said, they end up with a couple of halfback passes, both of them from Isaiah Evans. The first one found Donovan. Then they get first and goal. Rangers makes it second and goal at the 11.
With no timeout and the clock running.
Exactly. With all of that happening, and then they get a halfback crossback pass to the quarterback for the touchdown.
Yeah.
So a crazy turn.
the big thing, they kept their composure, and it's now 14-7.
Yeah, and what's better yet right now is they're going to go in at halftime, hopefully, still 9.2 seconds. But at this point, they're going to go in at halftime feeling pretty good about themselves.
They're going to get the ball to start the second half as well.
Yep.
It's 14-7 right now after a squib kick. Valpo will start with a football at its own 27-yard line. It's now 14-7, and Mishawaka will drop the defense deep. 9.2 seconds left. Valpo leads 14-7. LaFue from the shotgun claps his hand, takes the snap. Curry takes the handoff, tackled right at the line of scrimmage, and that will be the final play of the first half. So big momentum shift in a span of about 30 seconds there, Coach, at the end of the first half. As we just said, Mishawaka gets on the scoreboard on a pair of halfback passes by Isaiah Evans. They trail 14-7. Or at 14-0, now it's 14-7, and again, they'll get the ball to start the second half.
Yeah, Mishawaka has gotten back in this game, not just with the halfback passes, but they've gotten back in this game by out-formationing Valpo. Is struggling a little bit on where they're lining up, and the last three series, Mishawaka, have been better series.
So 14-7, Valparaiso leads Mishawaka here at halftime. When we return, Mishawaka Athletic Director will talk with Mishawaka Educational Foundation member Jamie Wright. That is in the halftime show presented by, guess who? The Mishawaka Education Foundation, growing a better future. 14-7, Valpo leads Mishawaka here at the half. Dean Hubbard with Jamie Wright. When we return, Matt Embry will have scores from the studio after that as well. With Scott Bovenkirk, I'm Sean Stiers, live from Valparaiso, and this is Mishawaka Football, presented by Midland Engineering Company, completing their quality roofing experience on Michiana Sports Leader, 96.1 FM, WS. With Scott Bovenkirk, Sean Stiers back in Valparaiso. Midland Engineering Company presents Mishawaka High School football on Michiana Sports Leader 96.1 FM WSBT. Mishawaka trailing Valpo 14-7 as the second half gets set to get underway. Mishawaka will start with a football in the second half, and it is Davon Parker and Donovan Snyder back as the two deep men for the Cavemen. Donovan Snyder with a 62-yard catch and run to give Mishawaka the football at the one-yard line, and then two plays later, the quarterback, Sam Shively, caught a touchdown pass from Isaiah Evans on a halfback pass to put Mishawaka on the scoreboard. So they trail 14-7 as the second half gets underway. Here is the kickoff, long and end over end. It bounds into the end zone. That's the third touchback of the night for Valparaiso, and Mishawaka will start the football at its own 20-yard line in the second half, trailing 14-7.
As long as I can remember, Valparaiso has had a history of great kickers.
They've shown it so far here tonight. Caveman football, first and 10 from their own 20. Sam Shively, the quarterback, under Donovan Snyder, split out to the right. It is Bradley Taylor to the left. Kallenbeck and Isaiah Evans are the halfbacks on the wings. And the fullback is Harness. They fake the dive, and Shively is smothered as he just barely gets back to the line of scrimmage.
It looks like the defensive tackle is taking away the fullback, and the linebacker is immediately scraping to that gap. Mishawaka may have to try some counters or misdirections to keep those linebackers home a little bit.
Just underway here in the third quarter. It'll be second down and 10 for Mishawaka from its own 20-yard line in the same formation
Their familiar option set, a receiver on each side of the formation. Evans goes in motion. The dive goes to Harness. He'll get 3 yards. Well, it looked like three on progress, but he might only get a yard or two out of it. Let's see where the spot goes. In either case, it's going to be third and long.
Yeah, the first third down of the second half, a big third and eight call coming up.
So it's third and eight after a gain of two. Mishawaka at its own 22-yard line, trailing 14-7, 10:48 on the clock here in the third quarter. Shively under center. Evans in motion. Play fake. Shively under pressure, and he'll be sacked back at the 15-yard line.
Tried to run a play-action pass. Fake to the fullback. The quarterback, Shively, dropped straight back, but didn't get a whole lot of protection and wound up losing six on the sack.
Tyler Sharp, the defensive end, back to get him. 6'3", 220 pounds. Drops Shively back at the 15-yard line for a loss of seven. Cullen back at his own one, calls for the snap to punt. Gets it up in the air, out to midfield, and back in into Valpo territory at the 43. It is taken by Leftridge. He crosses midfield, and a pair of flags fly. One back in Valpo territory, the other at the Mishawaka 44.
43-yard punt. The return will depend on these penalties.
We'll wait and get word from the official. They're kind of getting things sorted out themselves, it looks like, still. So it's going to be a block in the back on the return for the Vikings. Let's see how they're going to put it back at their own 45. Now the center for Valparaiso, Aiden Bennett, has been snapping low all night. This one is a good snap right to the waist. Jesse Harper takes the handoff, but he is stopped as he crosses the line of scrimmage by Noah Staten, who's got to have approaching at 10 tackles, I would think, tonight.
Noah Staten's having a nice game from his inside linebacker position. I've been impressed with Thomas Frehling and the job he has done from outside linebacker as well.
A gain of just a yard for Valparaiso makes it second and nine from their own 46. LeFou from the shotgun. Curry, the running back, back there with him. Two receivers right, one to the left. Toss goes to the back. A stutter step of the backfield. Curry gets back up to the line of scrimmage. That's going to be about it, though. He was 5 yards deep in the backfield. Lucky he got out of it.
Yeah. It's going to wind up being a play for no gain, but it was a good run because it could have gone for about a 5 yard loss.
So it's going to be third down and nine. If you were with us in the first half, you know Valpo converted a big third and nine situations on pass plays, both of them to Jesse Harper. LeFou from the shotgun looks to his left. Flushed out a little bit, moves up in the pocket. Eyes downfield, takes it. He's going to be stuffed, though, right back at the line of scrimmage again as the Mishawaka defense holds.
He's going to gain a yard, so it won't be a sack. But they're struggling against man coverage. Their wide receivers are running their routes and stopping, and now LeFou has no place to go with the football. You're taught, you're playing man, you got to stay on the run. You can't sit down against man coverage. And nobody was open. Good protection by Mishawaka.
Staten, Ryan Watt, and Blake Brown all there for Mishawaka. Fair catch called on the punt by Carl Fisher the third, the junior back there, to try to return the punt. Mishawaka will have the football at its own 26-yard line.
Only a 28-yard punt and pretty good field position to start the second drive for the Cavemen.
Mishawaka trails Valparaiso 14-7, 8:03 to play in the third quarter. Shively comes up under center with a fullback Chris Harness behind him. The tailbacks on the wings and the receivers on either side. Shively got up under center, and then as the nose guard shifted, he backed away. Comes back under center again. Evans goes in motion. The toss back goes to Evans. Evans across the 30. Evans cuts it inside and puts his shoulder down.
Ball's on the ground.
Up near the 40. He fumbles, though, and it's going to be Valparaiso football. It was a first down for the Cavemen, brought to you by Kevin Putz, the First Midwest Mortgage. But as Evans lowered his shoulder, the ball was knocked away from him. That'll be the first turnover of the night that gives Valparaiso the football at the Mishawaka 42.
Yeah, if it weren't for bad luck, they'd have no luck at all. This is a well-run offensive play, a good fake, a good pitch, and then 14 yards, and then the ball's put on the ground.
Play fake. Swing pass near side to Evans, the tight end. Evans barrels through a defender and works his way all the way up to the 31-yard line.
Little tight end delay. Quarterback looks downfield. The tight end blocks and then slips out into the flat.
Matt Atkinson is there to make the tackle, but the big tight end, Jake Evans, 6'3", 235 pounds, with his first catch of the night, had some open field on that rollout. The few found him underneath. So it's first and 10, Valpo at the Mishawaka 31. Low snap to LeFou. Looks left, nothing there. Rolls right, fires downfield toward the goal line, out of bounds, and incomplete.
LeFou was 11 of 16 for 115 yards in the first half. And he's 1 for 2 so far here in the second.
Second and 10, Valpo, 7:23 to play in the third. The Vikings lead the Cavemen 14-7. But after the fumble, and now two plays later, Valpo at the Mishawaka 31. Harper takes the handoff to the left, cuts back into the middle. Harper spun down at the 26-yard line.
Good blocking at the point of attack for Valparaiso once again. They're getting a man-on-man, and a six-yard run leaves them with third and four.
They give him the 25, and Harper takes the hand up again, goes left, spun forward inside the 20-yard line, where he'll have a Valparaiso first down.
Back-to-back six-yard runs. Valpo is inside the 20.
They mark it at the 18-yard line, a gain of 7 for Harper. This time it's Curry to the left. Curry waiting for blocks. He spins inside the 15 and up near the 11-yard line. Well, they have found something over there on the left side of the line. The running play is going that direction now for the Vikings.
Running the basic zone play, but what Curry does so well is he waits for his blocks to set up and picks and chooses. He doesn't make up his mind too soon. And he has been able to find small cracks.
Second and 4, Valpo at the Mishawaka 12. A direct snap and up to the 5-yard line goes Reese Crossen. He's the backup quarterback. And Crossen, who has a little bit more speed, you can tell, than LeFou, picks up a first down. His first and goal at the 4. Crossen stays in there to give Valpo a different look. He takes a snap, goes to the left, has a blocker in front of him, toward the corner, touchdown Valparaiso.
Well, we saw LeFou run in the first half, and we knew that wasn't his forte. But now they bring in number 7, and he is, that is definitely his forte. Reese Crossen, am I saying that right?
Yep. Reese Crossen with a 6-yard touchdown run.
It's their starting free safety.
Down to the extra point, and the kick is good. As Valpo goes on top, 21-7. Let's take a timeout, and then back with a kickoff. Mishawaka trailing by 2 touchdowns after the touchdown drive by Valparaiso. 21-7, Valpo on top. This is Mishawaka Caveman Football on WSBT. Donovan Snyder fields the kickoff for Mishawaka back in zone 4. He runs 20 line where he's brought down, and a flag comes in right as the tackle was being made. So let's see what this is all about. Holding on Mishawaka on the return by Davon Parker. So that'll push the Cavemen back. They trail 21-7 with 5:55 to play in the third quarter. With Scott Bovenkirk, I'm Sean Stiers. First road game for the Cavemen after a 47-45 win at home over Portage last week. Mishawaka trailing, and they now have the football at their own 6-yard line. Two receivers set out to the left. Harness the fullback behind Shively under center. Shively keeps it. The pitch out to the left. And another fumble at the 10-yard line. Let's see if they... Yes, they do. They give Valparaiso the football after the fumble by Cameron Collenbeck.
Same exact situation. They come down the line of scrimmage, pitch the ball out. The defensive back, the corner, is unblocked. He comes up and puts a hit on Collenbeck. The ball comes out at the 10-yard line, and Valpo recovers.
Collenbeck is down on the field as both the training staff for both teams, Valparaiso and Mishawaka, out there, and Caveman head coach Bart Curtis out there as well, as Collenbeck laying down flat on his back on the 10-yard line.
I'm not going to speculate, but that was a hit that could take the wind out of you. It was right in the midsection. It was a good, clean shot. And now I'm going to take that back.
Yeah, they're kind of down there around his ankle.
Yeah, now it looks like they're at the knee or the ankle. So my apologies. I thought it was going to be one that took the wind out of the sails, but it looks to be a lower body, and they are they're bringing out a cart right now.
Yep, they're bringing in the cart to get Cameron Collenbeck, and Bart Curtis is out there talking to the officials right now. Yep. We'll go ahead and take a timeout with Cameron Collenbeck being attended to after the fumble and the injury, with Valparaiso leading 21-7, 5:48 to play in the third. This is Mishawaka Caveman football on WSBT. So Valpo has the football, first and goal at the Mishawaka 10-yard line. And it is Reese Crossan, the backup quarterback, in. And on a quarterback keeper, he gets it all the way up to the 3-yard line.
Kind of a quarterback ISO. He's getting the direct shotgun snap and then following his lead back as an ISO block, and he walks in.
On the rollout to the right, Crossan scores again, a 3-yard run that time. So two fumbles result in 14 points on a pair of touchdowns by Crossan. A 3-yard touchdown run with the extra point coming. It's now 27-7, 5:23 to play. In a span of 47 seconds after a pair of fumbles, Valparaiso with a pair of touchdowns, and now they lead 28-7 after the extra point. So Valpo strikes quickly, capitalizing on Aka fumbles. And coach will keep it right here. Elkhart Central and Goshen are tied at 14 in that game. And Marion romping over Glenn, 35-0. And Marion kind of had its way with Clay last week as well. So their offense is off and running to start off this season.
Yeah, good start for Reggie Glenn and his guys. Yeah, this one isn't quite going so well. The Mishawaka defense started the second half with a 3-and-out. Couldn't have been any better. Got pretty good field position, ran a play, and then with the fumble, like you said, after a nice pickup, couldn't control the sudden change. Valpo took one, two, three, four, five, six plays to score.
47 seconds.
To score. And then on the very first from the six-yard line, Michigan fumbles again. So back-to-back turnovers resulting in
5:23 to play in the third quarter. Valparaiso to kick off, leading Mishawaka 28-7. Long end-over-end kick into the end zone, touchback, and Mishawaka yet again after the touchback. Will start at its own 20-yard line. Lucas White booming the football tonight.
Well, the last series, the ball was kicked down to the 5-yard line, but with the penalty, Mishawaka wound up starting at the 6, so maybe a kickoff into the end zone is a good thing right now. But here's that same formation that we talked about with two wide receivers on the line of scrimmage. Let's see what how they block it.
Motion by Evans that time, and Shively keeps it and goes to the right. He picks up a couple of yards to make it second down and 8. They brought Donovan Snyder into play, one of the halfbacks after the injury to Colin Beck. A gain of 2 for the Cavemen. Makes it second down and 8 from their own 22-yard line. Harness in the backfield. Motion Evans. Pitch out goes to Evans. Evans up to the 25-yard line. So he'll get a couple of positive yards anyway. 3 that time up to the 25, but it's going to be 3rd and 5.
And that was Reese Clausen still in the game as their safety and coming down on the pitch.
Brody Robinette is the wide receiver to the right with Snyder as the halfback. Play fake. Pass goes to the far sideline, and it's going to be caught, and a big pop is made as Snyder holds onto that ball on the sideline. Snyder picks up the Mishawaka first down presented by Kevin Putz of First West Mortgage.
About a 12-yard pickup. They ran a little wheel route with the inside receiver running down the sideline. Great throw, great catch, and a great hit. And the receiver was able to hold on to the ball. That was an amazing play.
An official's timeout is taken before the snap of the football.
That's a football play where everybody did the right thing.
That's right. So Snyder is the right halfback. Evans is the left halfback on the wings there. Quarterback keeper by Shively, and Shively takes it up to the 39-yard line.
That's the little quarterback counter. We said we needed some sort of misdirection, and Shively was just one hand away from having a nice game.
This time, Evans, instead of being in that wing on the left, will move out into the slot on the left, and he takes the quick out. Evans on the out gets it up to the 42-yard line, a pickup of 3, third down coming.
Little pitch and catch, trying to spread a little bit of the defense out, widen it up a little bit, stop the defensive backs from coming down hard.
Again, an official timeout is taken. It looks like maybe they're saying Chris Harness has an equipment issue. They're making him go off the field as Blake Brown comes on. So Blake Brown will be the fullback. Brown, last week, 5 carries for 14 yards in a win over Portage. The ball is on the near hash mark. 3:20 to play in the third, 3rd and 5. Caveman. Shively keeps it rolling out to the right, now stops, and he's going to be stuffed in the backfield for a 3-yard loss.
Got to give credit where credit is due. Valparaiso played very, very well. They played gap responsibility. They had the quarterback covered and they had the pitch covered. There was no place for Shively to go.
Well, I mean, we were talking about if you're Valparaiso playing this option offense, it's tough to get ready for it because of the uniqueness.
Exactly.
But I mean, they've really defended
it well.
They have
done a great job.
So calling back, and this will actually not be calling back. This will be a different punter as Lethbridge takes it back inside the 25-yard line, wiggles out of some tackles, up across the 40 to the sideline, across the 50, and all the way up to the Mishawaka 40-yard line.
It'll wind up being a net one-yard punt.
That was Ryan Watt to punt that time instead of calling back. And they will actually mark it at the 41-yard line, so just shy of the Mishawaka territory at the 41-yard line. Valpo with 2:26 to play in the third, already leading 28-7.
Wasn't a bad punt, but it was a line drive, and no returnable.
Back in there from the shotgun, LeFou hands it off to Harper on the jet sweep left. Harper spins across the 40. And tackled at the 39-yard line.
Jesse Harper carries the ball. He's tackled by Noah Staten.
Staten is over there to make the stop for the Cavemen. He's been all over the place defensively tonight. We had toward 2 minutes to play in the third quarter. Valparaiso with a 3-touchdown lead over the Cavemen. Noah Staten, who had 5 tackles last week, 5'10", 195 pounds, a senior inside linebacker, the only returning defensive starter from last year. LeFou passes underneath to the left. Lethbridge was down on the ground trying to make the catch. He was sitting on his rear trying to make it, but it bounced off his knee, it looked like. Incomplete. It'll bring up third and long.
LeFou rolled to his left, tried to get the secondary to move that way with him, and then he planted and threw back here. But Mishawaka did a real nice job of staying home and covering.
LeFou from the shotgun, third down and 8 from the Caveman 39-yard line. 2 receivers right, 1 to the left, and a running back back there with him. It is Curry. He swings it to Curry to his left. Curry across the 40, across the 35, and up to the 30-yard line where he has the first down. I tell you what, some back-breaking third-down conversions tonight on third and long.
Yeah, and there have been a couple.
They're not going to give him first down yardage. He'll be a yard short of the first down at the 32.
They're going to call it a 7-yard gain. It's 4th and 1. Valpo's going for it.
4th and 1. LeFou comes up under center, and he follows the center forward to the 30, where it looks like he has first down yardage this time.
Yeah, tried to give you the impression that I was going to come up to the line of scrimmage and talk to my lineman, but at the same time ducked under center and took the snap.
It'll be 1st and 10, Valpo, with a football just shy of the 30-yard line.
LeFou is out.
Crossan comes back in.
Crossan is in.
Crossan, who has rushed for a pair of short touchdown runs the last 2 times he was in, takes the snap. Crossan follows the blockers into the middle. Flag of the backfield for Valparaiso. Crossan all the way up to the 20-yard line, but it's probably coming back on a hold in the backfield.
Yeah.
It is going to be holding on Valpo. The flag is down at the 30-yard line. 51 and a half seconds to play in the third quarter. 28-7, Valparaiso.
Penalty will march it back to the 40-yard line with 51 and a half seconds left.
We've got a final with Elkhart Central getting past Goshen 17-14 with a field goal to give Central the victory. So the football will be back at the 40-yard line where it's first down and 20 for Valpo. LeFou claps his hand and takes the snap. LeFou gets away from pressure, rolling out to the left. LeFou tucks it and takes
field of view all the way up to the 21-yard line where he runs out of bounds just shy of a first down.
Well, earlier when we saw LaFue run, we were not impressed. That time, he tucked it, but we've got a penalty.
Another flag in the backfield and another holding call on Valparaiso.
I did not see that flag. That
didn't either.
That came out late. And right now it is a big penalty. This is a 15-yarder.
Man, I tell you what. Yeah, because that was back around around midfield anyway, where the flag was dropped. And that's one thing in high school football. They drop that flag in the backfield 10 yards deep. It's from that spot, which can really hurt you like this. Because now it is first down and 45 for Valpo.
This is a personal foul, and Sean, it occurred.
Oh, wow.
It occurred at least 9 yards behind the play and came out late. So I have no idea. We're going to let the time run out, and we're going to go to the fourth.
Third quarter winds down. It's going to be first and 45 for Valpo at its own 35, and the fourth quarter begins. They have a comfortable lead, though, 28-7 over Mishawaka. We go to the fourth quarter now. Mishawaka High School football on Michiana Sports Leader 96.1 FM. WSBT is powered by Midland Engineering Company, completing their first century of quality roofing experience. 28-7, Valpo leads Mishawaka. Back with fourth quarter action after this on WSBT. The fourth quarter begins with a pass play by Valparaiso. They were facing first and 45 at their own 36. They get a pass play from LaFue to Lethbridge up to the Mishawaka 47-yard line.
A 17-yard pickup, and they're still second and 27.
And a personal foul right before the end of the third quarter. LaFue from the shotgun claps his hands and draws a pair of Mishawaka defensive ends, Ward and Watt, offsides. And so Valpo will get a free 5 yards on that.
So now we're back to second and 22, or thereabouts.
And it is second and 22 from the Caveman 42-yard line. LaFue takes the snap on his left hip from the shotgun, rolls out of the pocket to the left, eyes downfield, fires it underneath, and it's going to be caught by Lethbridge. He's out of bounds at the 25-yard line. So it's going to be third down and manageable, third down and 5 after it was first down and 42 for Valparaiso.
So another 17-yard pickup.
Third and 5 from the 25, and Crossan takes the snap down at his feet. Crossan into the middle.
Very close.
And he is. He's going to be stopped maybe a yard or two. Let's see where the spot is. About a yard and a half short of the first down. He picks up 3. Fourth down and a long yard. And this time the snap goes direct to the tailback, and I believe they have just picked up a first down. They have, after it was first down and 42, they pick it up on 4 plays.
They did.
The direct snap that time went to Peyton Krutz, the sophomore reserve tight end of the backfield, took the snap and went left to pick up the first down. So Valpo goes from first and 42 at its own 36 to first and 10 at the Mishawaka 19-yard line. LaFue takes the snap. Handoff goes to Curry. To his left. Cuts back inside, and Curry down to the 10-yard line.
A pickup about 9, and they are rolling right now. Every play they call they're having success with.
I think that size of Valpo is really starting to wear on the caveman front. Toss goes to Harper to the right. Harper cuts it up, and he'll be stopped at the 10-yard line.
Mishawaka defense has been on the field a very long time here in the second half.
And that's a big reversal of what they're used to, because that option offense obviously usually gives them some long breathers over there on the sideline. Third down and one. Actually, third down and two from the 10, and it's Crossen, the reserve quarterback again. He'll be up close to first down yardage. I think he has it up around the 8-yard line. Let's see where the spot is after they unpile it. Not much of a secret. Once Crossen comes in, what they're going to do.
Mishawaka's had 12 offensive snaps in the second half. Valpo has had 12 in this drive.
Crossen picks up the first down. It'll be first and goal. Valpo at the Mishawaka 9. 9:48 to play in the game. 28-7 Valparaiso. Jet sweep to Leftridge. Leftridge gets rid of a tackler. Hurdles another, and a flag comes down as Leftridge is driven out of bounds around the 5.
Flag comes out very late. I think this is going to be a hold on the offense.
Waiting to get the indication. It's going to be a block in the back on Valparaiso. That's about the only thing that's even slowed them down right now is when they've had their penalties, they've kind of kicked themselves.
Again, and this was a spot foul, and the foul occurred 5 yards beyond the line of scrimmage, so they're going to mark it back to the 15.
It's going to be first and goal from the 15. And it will be LeFou, the quarterback, with Curry, the tailback, to his left. Two receivers left, one receiver right. Curry takes the handoff across the 15, close to the 13. The tackle made by Derek Dawson of the Cavemen. Noah Staten is in there once again.
Second and goal for the Vikings.
It'll be second and goal, Valpo. Now from, where do they spot it? The 14, it looks like.
Yep. Valpo in no hurry, up 28-7.
Go, Valpo!
LeFou takes the snap, tosses to his left to Curry. Curry gets rid of one tackler and works his way up before he's driven out of bounds near the 12.
Derek Dawson kind of slowed it up from his inside linebacker position. Dove at Curry and forced him to change directions a little bit and allowed pursuit to chase it down.
Third and goal from the 10 now with 9 to play in the ball game. That run out of bounds stopped the clock. LeFou takes the snap. Looks left, now to the right. Fade to the end zone. Incomplete. He overshot his target.
Nice coverage by Devin Jimenez. Was not fooled on the fade route. Had great position. Turned back to the inside the way he was supposed to and found the football.
So now Chase Neal is in to attempt a field goal, a 5'7 junior kicker. This will be on the left hash mark, spotted at the 20 or the 17 rather, so a 27-yard field goal. Snap is high, kick is on the way though, and it is good. So a field goal with 8:52 to play makes it 31-7 Valpo. Let's take a timeout. This is Mishawaka Caveman Football on WSBT. After a 27-yard field goal for Valparaiso, a touchback on the kickoff once again, and Mishawaka trailing 31-7 with 8:52 remaining here in the ball game. With Scott Bovenkirk, I'm Sean Stiers, and unfortunately, Coach, the only offense really that the Cavemen were able to muster was at the end of the first half with a couple of halfback passes.
Yeah, a couple of trick plays, and I thought that was going to give them some momentum going into the second half. It hasn't, and you have to give credit to the Valparaiso defense. They hold Penn last week to 6 points. They hold Chewaka so far through three quarters to 7. Now we're going to get a false start. Yep. This is the time, the sixth drive that Mishawaka has started at the 20. Now they're backed up to the 15. The kicking game is so important in high school football.
You can see it if you've got a kicker who can boom that ball through the end zone
every time. You're not going to get big returns. You to make extra first downs to keep your drive alive.
Yards last week has been contained here tonight.
Max Booker, along with
pickup of 2 yards, makes it second and 13. Under 8.5 to play. Sounds like the roof's ready to cave in on us right now.
I think we've got the Mishawaka coaches above us.
We might. The coaching, both coaching staffs are on the roof of the press box here. Shively hands it off up the middle to Harness again. A game that time of close to 3 yards as they unpile it.
Isaiah Evans is the ball carrier.
And it's actually Isaiah Evans that time.
That time they ran the second back through the same hole. It's not for a lack of creativity. I think they're using almost every play they have in the playbook. They're trying to find something that works right now that keeps drives going, and just to no avail.
Second and 11 at the 19. Play fake and a pass over the middle intended for Donovan Snyder is off Snyder's hand and incomplete. And the Mishawaka punt team comes on the field again on fourth and 11.
Good idea. Tried to get the fullback right down the middle of the field in the seam. The ball was thrown just a little bit out in front of him where he couldn't reach it. And another punt.
Gavin Say is on to be one of the punt return men, along with Jesse Harper. Await the punt, and Ryan Watt to do the punting. This one low.
Another line drive.
Taken by Say back at his own 48. Say going to the right, gets the sideline, flags down, and this one will come back once again. And like I was saying before, really the only thing stopping Valpo here in the second half has been some of those penalties. Looks like we're either going to have a block in the back or a hold, though, back on the north side of the 40-yard line.
30-yard punt. We used to call those line drives missions because they are returnable. You can bring your pop bottles back in the state of Michigan.
There you go. 7:16 remaining here in the ballgame. Mishawaka trailing Valparaiso. 37. There are actually two penalties on the play. And it's going to go all the way back to the Valpo 44-yard line.
One was a block in the back, which is a 10-yard penalty. The other was a clip, which is a 15. So Mishawaka has the choice. Of course, they took the 15-yard.
Valparaiso already leading 31-7. And across the 35 goes the ball carrier, Gavin Say, who is just in there returning the punt. Say gets his first opportunity to carry the ball as he picks up 3 yards.
Made the stop for Mishawaka, gain of 3, 2nd and 7.
Second down and 7, Vikings from their own 47-yard line, 6:48 remaining. LeFou, the quarterback, waiting for the play clock to count down a little bit more. It's at 8 seconds. He lets it continue to go. Say takes the handoff and goes right across midfield. Say still on his feet toward the sideline. He will cross the 45, and they will spot it, it looks like, at the Mishawaka 43-yard line.
About a 10-yard pickup for Say.
At the Mishawaka 43.
First and 10, Vikings. The clock winding with 6:18 remaining. And Valpo leading by 24 points. Say in the backfield. As LeFue, the quarterback, sends Evans, the tight end, in motion. Say takes the handoff again, starts right, cuts it back and into the middle, across the 40 and down near the 37-yard line.
5 yards on the inside zone play by Say.
The last time was made by...
Go ahead, coach.
Keeps the clock moving, running the ball inside. They're picking up first downs. The clock is running. They've got a big lead. This is exactly what Velpo wants to do with the football.
LeFue again letting that play clock wind as the game clock winds as well. Say again takes the hand up, goes left. Say will be stopped for a loss this time. As this time a new defender for Mishawaka gets in on the action. That was Nicholas Davis, the sophomore linebacker.
So a loss of about four brings him back to third and nine. Let's see what's important now. Keep the clock running or pick up the first down by ball.
Third and nine, Valparaiso at the Mishawaka 42-yard line. 4 minutes in, 48 seconds to play with the clock still winding. LeFue takes the snap. Say takes the handoff. He'll be tackled by Bryce McDonald. Shy of a first down by about 3 yards.
Ran kind of a little draw out of the spread formation and got it close to where Valpo will go for it. Fourth and a long two. But the clock keeps running.
4:15 to play. LeFue checks the play clock. Peyton Krutz is back there with him in the backfield. And that's actually going to be Crossan now, the backup quarterback, the designated runner to take it. He takes the snap, goes left, turns it upfield, and picks up a first down to the 31-yard line. Crossan's kind of got that Tebow package.
Yeah.
Where he takes it.
Yeah.
Remember when he was first before he was a starter, he just take it and run most
sure
of the time.
Yeah, and this is, I think this is very sound football. This is what Penn did a lot with their quarterbacks running an iso behind that lead back with that quarterback.
Valparaiso takes a timeout. Let's let Matthew Embry catch you up on a couple of scores that have gone final with 3:58 to play here in this timeout by Valparaiso.
Well, Sean, at this point, all these games in the NIC have gone final. Late field goals have claimed victories for both Elkhart Central and Jimtown. Elkhart Central defeats Goshen tonight on the road, 17-14. Jimtown over South Bend Washington at Schofield, 9-7. Marion shuts out Glenn tonight, 35-0. New Prairie is absolutely hammering Clay. It's now 73-0. That is in the fourth quarter. St. Joe, though, they fall to Northridge 27-10. Penn, though, looking good, leading 7-0 late fourth quarter against Maryville. More scores to come in the Sonic Drive-In postgame show.
Thank you very much, Matthew Embry. 31-7 here in Valparaiso, 3:58 remaining in the game. We'll see, of course, Chicago Marist next week back at Steel Stadium. High snap to LeFue. And the handoff goes to Peyton Krutz. Krutz up across the 30 to the 29-yard line.
Dave Coyle called timeout for Valpo to get a lot of his subs in the game. It looks like almost all the second team now in for Valparaiso with under four to go.
And that was actually C.J. Opperman, the backup quarterback, and his build is about the same as LeFue, but you're right. Opperman, 6'3", 185. LeFue, 6'2", 190. But it is Opperman back there now taking the snap as he hands it off to Krutz again, and Krutz pounds it into the middle across the, or actually up to the 25-yard line.
31-7 Valparaiso. The Vikings about to hand a second straight NIC opponent a loss in as many weeks. And at Freed Field, Penn picks up a win, 7-0 over Maryville. So the Penn defense coming through, the offense just managing enough to pick up a victory.
Yeah, they're going to have to find a way to put points on the board. Mishawaka doing a nice job of getting some second and third straight kids into the game right now here as well.
Toss to Krutz for Valparaiso across the 20-yard line. One of the first men there was Derek Dawson for the Cavemen. It's a Viking first down with 2:26 remaining. Don't forget to stay with us for the Sonic post-game show when we bring you the Rossini's carry of the game. And
while we tie our shoe.
Yeah, Caveman down there tying his shoe. Matthew Embry, once we wrap things up here at Valparaiso, we'll have all the scores from around the area in our Sonic Drive-In post-game show.
All right, we're ready.
First and 10, Valparaiso.
Maybe not.
Yeah,
maybe
I know. Now we've got another guy tying his shoe, it looks like. It's the old wrestling
yeah,
stall tactic.
I think so. I think it is. Yeah. All right.
C.J. Fisher was tying his shoe back there.
One more goes down, and we're going to have to think that this is all a scam.
That's right.
More.
Opperman back there for Valpo. I think he's looking at the play clock. He can just take the snap because the game clock hasn't started. He's trying to be wise, but he outthought himself that time.
Well, it's the hard part. You don't run, you're not huddling. So you're lining up at the line of scrimmage. You're getting your play call from the sideline. But those offensive linemen are in their stance for 40 seconds. And it just seems like eternity.
And the side of the field they're on, they don't have the scoreboard and a game clock. So he can't even see that the game clock wasn't winding. He was just looking at the play clock.
Right. Yep, they had reset it to 25 seconds on the back-to-back shoe tying incident.
Handoff netted about a half a yard. It's second down and 9 from the 19. And the Ronnie DeLuna, a 5'10 sophomore running back wearing number 91, took the handoff for Valparaiso, and he picked up 16 yards.
Robbie wants that ball again. I got it down here. Let me get it in.
And now with that, Valparaiso is going to go to victory formation.
Yep.
50 seconds left, and rather than run it up and tack on another touchdown, C.J. Opperman, the backup quarterback, the third quarterback of the night used by Valpo, takes the snap and takes a knee at the 4-yard line.
Robbie Luna may not understand why they took that knee, but it was a very, very nice gesture. It's the right thing to do. Points won't help them. No sense embarrassing your opponent. Just take a knee. And
he'll take one more knee, and that'll be it. So Valparaiso with a resounding victory here tonight, 31-7 over Mishawaka, 1 week after winning a defensive battle, 12-7 over the perennial NIC power, Penn. Valparaiso over one of the other top year-in and year-out teams in the NIC. Mishawaka wins this one, 31-7. So we will take a timeout. We'll be back to wrap things up. Our Sonic postgame show begins on Michiana Sports Leader, 96.1 FM, WSBT.